Welcome to the Zach On Leadership Podcast. I am your host, Zach Hughes. Today's episode is entitled Leadership Lessons from Boston's Peace of Mind. I love to teach leadership lessons inspired by pop culture references. Last week, I drew leadership lessons from Napoleon Dynamite. That lesson was targeted at people my age and younger. Some of my older listeners may not have gotten much out of it, so I'd like to balance that out with a podcast episode that will likely resonate with people my age and older. In 1976, Boston released their debut self-titled album with the hit Peace of Mind. Fast forward 20 years, and this song was a regular on every classic rock radio station. To me and everyone else my age, Boston is on the shortlist of the best classic rock bands. Unfortunately, if you tune into a classic rock station nowadays, you get the rude awakening of late 90s and early 2000s music. That never ceases to irritate me, mostly because it means that I am now old, which I cannot yet accept. Now on to the song. Tom Scholz wrote the song, reflecting on his engineering career at a large corporation. He earned a master's degree in mechanical engineering from MIT, then worked as a senior product design engineer at Polaroid before his music career took off. Tom would fit in right with us. Many of my listeners are highly trained engineers working in big corporations. What did he experience 50 years ago, and how does that apply to us today? The first verse of the song goes like this. Now, if you're feeling kind of low about the dues you've been paying, the future's coming much too slow. And you want to run, but somehow you just keep on staying, and you can't decide which way to go. Everyone knows that working in large corporations can be a soul-sucking experience. You feel like a cog in a machine. You're paying your dues, but you're never sure what you'll get in return. At times, you dream about leaving, but you don't. I think most of us highly relate to this problem statement. In fact, if I were to boil down my leadership calling to just one thing, it would be to render this condition obsolete. If you'd like to read more about my origin story on this line of thinking, I have a link to an article in the show notes. Tom gets to the point in the chorus. I understand about indecision, but I don't care if I get behind. People living in competition, all I want is to have my peace of mind. I understand those dilemmas. It's demoralizing if you feel like you can't get ahead. Your efforts go unnoticed. Meanwhile, you watch your conniving coworkers sabotaging each other to get promoted, and you see that it actually works. You're left questioning the whole system, and rightly so. He goes even deeper in the next verse. Now you're climbing to the top of the company ladder. I hope it doesn't take too long. Can't you see that there'll come a day when it won't matter, come a day when you'll be gone? As a guy who has climbed more than a few of those rungs, this hits hard. I want my career to count for something. It's not more important than my family or my well-being, but it's still important to me. In the third verse, he makes his closing argument. Now everybody's got advice, they just keep on giving. Doesn't mean much to me. Lots of people out to make believe they're living, can't decide who they should be. People give useless advice and live in a fake world with no sense of identity. Well, it just so happens that I'm one of those guys that gives leadership advice. But Zach On Leadership didn't exist in 1976, so I don't take Tom's criticism personally. What's the solution? Quit your job and become a famous rock star. Then you can enjoy your peace of mind. Any advice for the rest of us working stiffs? That's where I come in. Peace of mind. Zach On Leadership Edition. Is ambition bad? Sometimes. Are you driven by wealth, status, and ego? If so, that's not going to satisfy you. Are you driven by a worthy purpose? If so, that's worth fighting for. Is competition bad? Sometimes. Some corporate cultures create an environment of scarcity where employees need to undercut each other to succeed. Other companies recognize that how employees work is just as important as the work itself. The ends don't justify the means. The means matter too. I've got a competitive streak in me. I like to succeed, but not at the expense of my relationships with my colleagues. Is it wrong to climb the corporate ladder? No, as long as you don't do it at the expense of your family. I've said many times on this podcast that I prioritize time with my family. Has that cost me career advancement? Not as far as I can tell. Why? Because I do my best work when I'm rested and have a healthy family life. Should I fake it until I make it? No, not ever. This world needs more authentic leaders. Be yourself. Grow, but don't ever change. Peace of mind. The end goal of this is peace of mind. In 2024, we call that mental health. Can you have it and be a working professional at a large corporation? Yes. How is that possible? Leadership. I want everyone who works for me to have peace of mind. I want them to have a sense of purpose. I want them to be authentic. I want them to succeed while working collaboratively with their coworkers. I want them to build their careers while making a remarkable life with their families. I want them to look back with a sense of satisfaction, not regret. That takes leaders. I cannot do it alone. That's why I've got this podcast. We need more leaders who can solve this problem so clearly identified nearly 50 years ago. Take a look ahead. The future is bright. If you have yet to rock out to Boston's Peace of Mind today, you can find a link to that song in the show notes. If you enjoy leadership lessons from music, I recommend John Beattie's blog, Music and Management Musings. You can find a link to that in the show notes. That's all for this week's episode of the Zach on Leadership podcast. Thanks for listening.